It's 8:41 on this Wednesday morning with the Musers. Now, we've been so busy with vacation and Cowboys training camp that we have not had a chance to talk to our old friend, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, who we understand was working some of the World Cup matches. So he joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning, Jesse.
You're going to talk to me. You're going to have to speak up, young fella.
Hey, Jesse. It's the Musers.
I hear you. That's good.
How you doing?
Well, I'm sad this morning.
Why?
Because as of today, this morning, right now, I'm announcing my retirement from the fine art of ushering.
No.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I am, and it's been a good one. It's been a good career. I was an innovator in the world of ushering. I was the one who developed the technique of ultra-modern and also the technique of ultra-nasty.
Wow.
Yeah. Did y'all know that I was the one who came up with the idea of showing people to their seats?
Really?
That was your right. Well, you have been around a long time.
Before then, ushers were instructed to just point people in the opposite direction of where the seats were to produce maximum confusion. That was the prevailing wisdom of the day. They thought it would lead to a better sport experience, you know. But yeah, with my background in science and leather work and a bunch of other things, I come up with a better way of just, let's tell them where the seats are.
Yeah, that seems logical. Okay.
I was known as the thinking man's usher.
Well,
I invented modern ushering, George, and I don't think you're recognizing that.
No, I'm listening. I recognize that. And you've been around...
Did you know I was the only man to appear four times on the cover of Modern Usher magazine?
Well, no, I didn't know that. Anything.
Didn't know they had that magazine.
Oh, yeah. I came up with the idea of numbering seats and lettering rows.
Wow.
Man.
You were quite the innovator.
I even invented the concept of sections.
So you're not going to usher for the Rangers, Mavericks, nobody?
Nobody. Retirement, George. That's what it means. I'm getting old, too.
Well,
you know, I can't do it like I used to. Yeah. And I've accomplished just about all I can accomplish, you know, in ushering. I'm a two-time inductee into the Ushering Hall of Fame.
Two-time inductee?
Once as a solo usher in 1995, and the other as part of the 2002 Ushering Dream Team. me and Organized Sam and On Time Sally.
Huh.
Quiet Down Quentin. We all went in together as an Ushering Dream Team.
Wow. Okay, kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame then.
Time to call it adios, as they say in Columbia or somewhere down there. I can't remember what they... But, the World Cup just about did me in.
Yeah, how was that?
Horrible.
Why?
The worst.
Oh.
And I'm as far from xenophobic as you can get. You know, I'm not xenophobic. I just hate people from other countries.
Well,
gosh.
And, oh, my goodness, during that World Cup, we got so many Japanese and Britons and Dutched up people from Holland. And,
well, that's what it's about, though. It's about celebrating the world.
Sickening to see our border so porous like that. No, the World Cup was for America. That's why we had it in America, so Americans could see it.
Well,
you know, during that World Cup, we had so many foreigners all over the place up in here. And... And I thought Trump's built that wall. What happened?
Well,
I mean, I guess during Biden time, Fauci busted a few holes in that wall to allow his Wuhan friends from Britain to come streaming in here to take up our free health care and high-paying jobs and our good seats.
Well, now, you just threw a lot at us,
yeah,
Jesse.
They flew here as visitors, and that's part of the World Cup is that we celebrate the fact that, you know, this is one big world and we all get along.
Young man, you need to realize this is not what I fought for in World War II. Okay?
Yes, it is. It's peace. This is what you fought for.
Hey, listen. Hey, hold up there. Hold your britches. I didn't run a bayonet through a messed up Nazi woman just so some dude from Manchester could come to Jerry World and act a fool yelling for a Ted Lasso sport.
Well, I want to hear more about that woman that you
and, and these Japanese soccer fans from Tokyo, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
By the way, Japanese is such a long term. Is there a way to shorten that?
Well, no, there's
no,
not.
No,
there's
Japanese
not.
Japanese or something like that,
no,
maybe?
No.
Anyway, they were all over here drinking up all our ranch. We had a ranch shortage because of that.
We didn't have a shortage.
So unless something changes pretty drastically pretty soon, I'm going to retire to Rockwall County. I got a farm out there where I raise chickens and tigers. Yeah, I got a tiger place there, and I'm going to record some country songs and grow a mullet. I'm going to do the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
I'm going to do the whole thing, because ushering just ain't for Jesse no more.
Well, that's very sad news. You were you were the best.
Plus, my knee's giving me problems.
Starting
I heard
that.
Starting to act up on me. And also, I need a full skeleton replacement.
Oh, wow.
A full skeleton.
That's intense.
Yeah. So, but I wish you well, and I want to say goodbye to the audience and just tell them no funeral.
No, this can't be our last visit. No, stop that. All right. We'll get him back on, even if he's not ushering.